WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever makes me proud to be an American. The album rings with a moody grace and well-earned humor that summons up paradoxical images. The music makes you think of Bob Dylan in a goofy mood, or Bruce Springsteen freed from the crippling weight of his working-class guilt. To me, Petty's album sounds like the finest mainstream rock album since the Traveling Wilburys, the superstar get-together to which Petty also contributed. But Petty was a modest collaborator on the Traveling Wilburys, eager to subsume his personality to those of Dylan and Roy Orbison and George Harrison. On this solo album, he's front and center, putting himself on the line, and for the first time in his career, he's interesting enough to stand up to such scrutiny.
Anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
That's Running Down a Dream, a reverie about listening to music while tooling down the road. This isn't exactly an original idea, and that's something that's always kept Petty from making first-class records in the past. He's got nothing special to say, and too frequently he's said nothing special with a cocky smirk. But on Full Moon Fever, he's using his basic inarticulateness in a new, smart way. Instead of straining for eloquence or vivid metaphors, he's just writing the rock song version of simple declarative sentences, just describing what he sees around him. Full Moon Fever sounds like a solo record. It's got a hollow, metallic ring, as if it was recorded with Tom Petty standing all alone at the deep end of an empty swimming pool. The only time he and producer Jeff Lynne indulge in anything elaborate is when they do a note-for-note version of the Byrds' old hit Feel a Whole Lot Better. That's a pretty clever choice, since Petty began his career aping the Byrds, if you'll excuse that zoological mix metaphor. 12 years ago, Petty ripped off the Byrds when he wrote his song American Girl. Now he's paying the Byrds back.
Stay on, and I'll probably feel a whole lot.
main reason Full Moon Fever is a breakthrough for Tom Petty is that after all these years spent proving his sincerity and passion, he's loosened up enough to prove his sense of humor. There's a generosity to this music that I've never heard in Petty's work before. He's managed to throw off all that tiresome adolescent despair while continuing to sing through his nose, just like a good rock and roller should.